Hi, I'm Cameron McKenzie. I'm the editor-in-chief over at theserverside.com. And if you've been following our Twitter feed, you'd know that we've been doing a lot of articles lately on cloud-native computing. Now, in our quixotic quest to nail down a good definition of exactly what cloud-native means, we've been given the names of a number of experts in the field, one of whom is Cisco's Kenneth Owens. Now, it's actually been incredibly difficult trying to nail down a precise definition of what cloud-native means. To the purist, it's simply the deployment of a microservice into a managed and orchestrated container. To others, you're not doing cloud-native if you're not agile and if you're not doing DevOps. There really is no expert consensus on the term. Now, having said that, Ken Owens gave us the best definition of cloud-native computing that we have heard to date. In his definition of cloud computing, he pulls together the idea of cloud native, he pulls together the idea of microservices, he pulls together Docker, and he then discusses how all of that rounds back upon itself to incorporate things like automation and DevOps. It's like he's provided the unified theory of cloud native computing. And what's even more amazing, he does it in less than 4 minutes. So here's Ken's response when we asked him to define the term cloud native. I think you'll find it's the best definition of the term around.
I kind of have two ways I have to answer that question. Sorry for that. But as you know, I'm on the TOC for the CNCF. And so the way that we as a community have defined cloud native is container packaged, dynamically orchestrated, and I always add managed. So kind of being able to kind of manage distributed systems architecture type of approach, right? So that's where Kubernetes comes in. And then we just say microservices architected. And that microservices architected is where the magic happens, if you will. And so I like to then sort of further define microservices architecture. I think that gets to sort of the root of your question, why there's so many different opinions about this. And so when you think about microservices architected, there's a wide range of, I guess you could say, opinions about what that means. But I believe the patterns or the common sort of views that most everyone in the space has is that it needs to be, you're talking about completely automating your software. You know, to focus on a smaller set of interfaces that you define as services, so kind of a containerized service, if you will. And then you're looking at how do you consume and expose services out of your interfaces. And so it's really a mind shift in how software development occurs, because now the application developer kind of owns all of it. There's no, in some cases you could say that they're still relying on infrastructure team to provide them some infrastructure. But for the most part, they kind of own the life cycle of the development, the deployment, and the ongoing integration and deployment aspects of that service for the rest of the life of that service. So some people call it DevOps. Some people call it, 12-factor application architecture. But in effect, the developer now kind of owns the life cycle end-to-end of the services they create, whereas in the past, there was an infrastructure team that they would pass some things to. There was an operations team that they would pass some aspects to. And now all of those three teams are sort of being merged together into a cloud-native team.
So there you go. A single unified theory of cloud-native computing that pulls together containers, microservices, the cloud, automation, and DevOps.